Amber Ard, who's the director of TEL Child Care, and the board president, Amanda Anderson, are with us today. You get some renovations. Talk a little bit about some renovations and the facility and where you're located at here in Valley City.
We have undergone some pretty significant renovations at TEL Child Care. We're located in the basement of St. Catherine's School. We've actually been here since 1987. We've only been TEL Child Care for about 6 years. Our director, Amber Ard, kind of runs things here. She'll talk a little bit about what we offer.
We care for our children 6 weeks all the way through 13 years. So we have an infant's room, a toddler's room, a group for 3 to 5 year olds, and then a before and after school program. And they also have a program in the summertime for the elementary kids where we're open all day for them, transport them to their activities and everything like that as well. Some of the major things that we offer that are great are we're just a underground tunnel away from Circle of Friends Preschool. So we walk a lot of our kids to and from there. And then we also have a full playground, a big grass area for the kids to play in. And the school lets us use their full-size gymnasium, which is awesome for the winter months. And we also do a homework club for the elementary kids so that parents, once their kids are home, are able to eat and spend time with them.
Amber, you've got you're a board member. You got a child here?
I have 2 children here, okay. Actually. I have one that's in the preschool room and one that's in the infant room, and we love it here. So.
Yeah, I was just going to say, what do you like or what do you hear from other parents that they like about this?
Personally, I love how practical it is because I don't have to worry if Chloe's getting her butt to school, and she's taken care of, and it's very flexible, and I know she's well taken care of, and we love it.
Amanda, you talked about the renovations. What do you like about them?
Well, we are in a pretty an older building, and we just brightened the place up and added some color and did some organizing and have more room for kids to play and learn.
Amber, how many kids do you have?
We have in the 60s. We do have openings, so it's a great time to come and check us out. We would gladly give you a tour and give you a parent handbook to look through, and you can meet our staff and see our new space. We have 2 openings in the infant room and 2 openings in the todler room and about 6 openings for ages 3 through 5, and we have several before and after school openings as well. If you are a new family in our center at this time, we are offering a $100 off for your first month here as an incentive for giving us a try.
And how many do you employ?
It varies a lot. We have a lot of part-time employees that are college students here. A lot of them are pursuing education. And so I would say at any given time, we have 15 to about 25 employees.
And you're a nonprofit. Explain a little bit about how you got that status and what a nonprofit means for a child care center.
We are the only nonprofit daycare in town. And so basically, we were originally founded by a grant from the Educational Support Programs and Dependent Care Planning and Development Unit of North Dakota, Department of Public Instruction, And we continue to operate only with the financial support from the families that use our program. So the only income that we really receive in, other than some from our food program we use, is the direct tuition from the families.
No state or other assistance then, huh?
Yep, correct. And we do offer, though, there's an awesome program through the courthouse for our families that have assistance to help them pay their daycare bill, and we do accept that. So families should know that even if they're at a lower income, they can talk to the courthouse, set that up, and we do work with them to provide assistance for tuition.
All right. Well, ladies, thanks for joining us today, and we wish you all the best.